What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Neverland Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Remember, you can get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/Neverland Podcast. There's over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or MP3 player. The Neverland Podcast, Episode 13.
Up to Neverland!
Take the star to the right and stay until morning. Neverland!
Good morning!
All right, so good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you actually are happening to listen to this. Grab your nearest pixie, shake her over your head, think some happy thoughts, and fly again once again with me to Neverland. I'm here again, your host Jeremy, and I brought a special guest. Say hello, special guest.
Hello.
Well, you could give your name.
Oh, I'm Heather, your wife. Don't you know me?
Yeah, I know you, but they don't know you yet.
Oh.
Well, she's the quiet one. Yes, we're polar opposites in a lot of ways. But we'll get her all lively here by the end of the show, because she's going to have fun, because we're playing nerd comedy songs! Yay! Oh, she's not excited about that at all. This is the first comedy show we've done! You know, so this is an exciting thing. I'm saying that we're doing a comedy show in the name of being Oscar night, because it's got to be something, I suppose. Because it's Oscar night, and I'm not really that interested in watching, because I didn't see any of the Best Picture nominees other than the Best Animated Feature being, you know, Frozen nominated. But I personally would have backed Monsters University had that been nominated, but it wasn't. So, yay for a Disney film anyway. And hopefully, of course, there will be a tribute, as Heather would be really happy about, a nice tribute to Harold Ramis, and a lot of celebrities that have passed away, a lot of movie stars. I'm sure there'll be a nice video, and I did see in commercials that there is some sort of tribute to all, you know, action heroes, and they showed a clip from Spider-Man 2, and Andrew Garfield himself, who is currently playing Spider-Man in the Amazing Spider-Man film series, is supposed to be on hand to make some sort of appearance with some sort of new superhero thing. So, just out of curiosity, I am going to watch at least just for that, and try to have some fun along the way, although I probably will not stay up late to watch it, because I have to get up early to go to work. But, without further ado, we've of course got some news for you. Okay, now this of course, I'm trying to keep this down, because we have a lot of songs to cover, and we want to have some fun with these songs. But, German actor Thomas, and I'm going to mess his name up, but he doesn't know me, so he can't get after me, Thomas Kretschmann. I'm not good with German, but I think that's what his name is. He has stated that his character, Baron von Strucker, who is a high-ranking agent of Hydra, will not only appear in Avengers Age of Ultron, but in other upcoming Marvel films as well. He has signed a multi-picture contract, and he's both nervous and excited to be doing this, but he doesn't know any details. He did say that they're playing their cards kind of close to the chest, so a lot of surprises coming. I expect Hydra to come after Captain America again, but I expect maybe, who knows, Hydra could be in a third Avengers film, you know, although they've still tease Thanos. Very exciting. We don't know what's going on here, but we got Baron von Strucker, and for anyone who doesn't know much about him, go ahead and Google him. He's an exciting character in anything involving Hydra. For anyone who saw the first Captain America movie, you should hopefully remember Hydra. They are not gone just because the Red Skull has vanished, which I'd love to see him come back as well, but...
Of course, the actor who played him was cool, so...
Yes.
I'd watch it for him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing the next one.
Yes, you are.
SuperheroHype.com reports the Marvel Cinematic Universe...
Quote. Make sure we say quote, because I just lifted it directly, so this is
okay,
quote.
So this, we're quoting them exactly. The Marvel Cinematic Universe's presence at Disneyland in Anaheim, California continues to grow, with the park today previewing its latest attraction. An exhibit titled Captain America, the Living Legend and Symbol of Courage, timed to coincide with the theatrical release of Captain America, the Winter Soldier. The attraction is housed in the park's Innovations building inside Tomorrowland, where it joins Iron Man Tech, presented by Stark Industries, and Thor, Treasures of Asgard.
So, you get to meet Captain America at Disneyland now.
That'd be cool.
Yeah! See?
Can we meet Thor?
You can meet Thor! See? That's what Thor, Treasures of Asgard. You can meet Thor! Iron Man, you can't meet him yet, as far as I know, but they had, like, a display of all his suits out. You know, the unfortunate thing is Walt Disney World can't put any of this stuff out because of the contract that Marvel had originally signed with Universal, that if there's a Universal ride or, you know, Marvel ride, then Disney can't put anything in their parks. And Universal decided to keep the contract fresh by revitalizing the Spider-Man ride. So if I ever get a chance to go down to Florida, we're going to have to double up because I want to see the Spider-Man ride and Harry Potter and go to Disney World. So we're going to have to be made of money.
Now, is there any chance that they have... I mean, I know obviously your superheroes would be out there, but like some of your villains would be running around as well.
How cool would that be?
You know, like... You know, Loki and some of your other, like you talked about...
maybe in Halloween.
Baron or whatever, you know.
Because during Halloween, they have a villains thing. So, you know, that would be cool. That's a good idea. I have not heard anything, but we'll keep an eye on next Halloween. Now, the Cruise Lines has had Captain America on a cruise ship. And they have a... I forgot which boat it is, but they have like an Avengers training thing for your kids to go through. The adults get one night to go and look at it. But then it's kids only, which is unfortunate for big kids. Okay, well, moving right along, the 24th James Bond film is set to begin filming this October for release on October 23rd, 2015 in the UK. No word on yet on a US release, but I'm sure we'll get it eventually. And thankfully, the same creative team that made Skyfall is writing and directing. There was a long list of names of people that I found in this article, but I thought I'd save time and not mention everybody, other than the fact that, yeehaw, another James Bond movie! And the last one was awesome.
Yes,
so,
Skyfall was really good. Probably the best of the newer ones.
Yeah. It was. And Ralph Fiennes is the new M.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ralph Fiennes, you can't get much better than that. Really.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. And they finally brought in the Q branch. So, very excited. Okay. And, well, she's taking a drink, but she'll get to read the next news story.
Okay, and in the Who Would Have Guessed It, after the Lego movie, Warner Brothers had decided to make a movie based on the hit video game Minecraft.
Yeah, and I can't comment much on that because I haven't really played Minecraft.
I have been interested in Minecraft. I have a lot of younger people that I talk to a lot that they really are into Minecraft, and there's quite a bit of stuff out there for people who are fans of Minecraft.
Yeah, toys, t-shirts, and costumes.
You know, I like the building games where you build and you design or create something.
Except for on Minecraft, you build it and then something comes and destroys all your stuff and you got to start over. That's why I haven't gotten started. I'm like, no, I want to keep it.
You can't turn that feature off. There's not an off
feature
for
that. That's how the game plays. Mm. You build a fort. And then something comes along and fights, and you try to not get your fort destroyed, but it gets damaged, and so you got to rebuild.
Now that may kibosh me from.
Yeah, that might kibosh me. I mean, that's fine for plenty of people apparently, but I would be like, no, don't destroy it. I have enough issues with when the WWE makes a new video game, and I've made all these characters, and now a new game comes out. I'm like, well, if I buy that one, I have to remake all those characters I made. That's like starting from scratch, and I get frustrated.
Some people like that, like certain friend of yours.
Yeah, certain friend of mine. You know, Phil, who has been on this show, lives for that. But I would love them to have a way for me to save the characters, get a new game, and then bring those characters directly in and maybe spruce them up with some updated graphics, new hairstyles, something like that. Okay, but moving right along, our song of the week... is, of course, a very special pick because tonight is, of course, the Oscars. And even if you're sick and tired of hearing it, I'm going to play a clip anyway.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Hold it back anymore.
Okay, so yes, I had to play that clip. That's Idina Menzel from this film Frozen singing Let It Go, which probably everybody's sick and tired of that song by now. It's been everywhere.
Not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody, because there's still people singing it. There's people singing along in theaters, but it is nominated for an Oscar, and maybe it will win. I'll be happy for it if it wins, because I don't know any of the other songs, really, that are up for it. All I know is U2's performing one, and a bunch of other ones are performing it tonight, and Idina Menzel is actually performing that song herself. But once again, if you like that song and you don't already have yourself a copy, there will be links at neverlandpodcast.com where you can purchase that song. I'll even throw up the entire album for purchase. And remember, any purchase you make through iTunes on neverlandpodcast.com does in fact support the show and keep me going. In fact, for you, the listeners of the Neverland Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now, I have been for the past few weeks recommending The Hobbit, completely unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien, which you can find on audible.com. So if you don't have time to sit and read, you can listen to it. You can listen at work, you can listen while you work out, you can listen while you drive, whichever way you want to do it. Listen while you're cleaning the house. Now, to download your free audiobook today, remember, you got to go to audibletrial.com/neverlandpodcast. Again, that is audibletrial.com/neverlandpodcast. And you get your free audiobook, you get your free trial, you help out the show, everybody's happy. In fact, you may even find a different show beside, or a different show, well, a different book other than The Hobbit that you wanted to listen to. There's some new books coming out all the time, and, you know, Audible's going to switch around some stuff. So, you know, heck, become a member over there, and any book you want to listen to, you can find. Because I tell you what, going to a bookstore and buying stuff, you might not necessarily find what you're looking for. We spent last Saturday at a Barnes & Noble spending wads of cash.
One of the last Barnes & Nobles in the area.
Yeah,
actually.
We had to drive quite a ways to get to it and everything, but we bought a lot of good books, but I didn't quite find the book I went in there after, but I found a lot of books that I was like, oh yeah, I actually would like to have this book. So we got a lot of things to read, but I still love audiobooks. Okay, well, now we've got all the bill payer people out of the way, and we've got our song of the week up there for you. Now it's time to have some fun. Okay, I went through and I listened to, we've got a lot of comedy songs, really. Dr. Demento collections, mainly.
We both like weird, goofy songs.
Yes, weird, goofy songs. And I tell you what, a listener has said to me, says, yeah, it's kind of a nerdy, geeky show you got there. I'm like, I guess it is, in a way. Because we're currently all the ones that are the big kids that are probably nostalgic, I suppose. So I thought, you know, if we're going to do our first comedy show with some songs, there are plenty nerdy and geeky type songs that I have that I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun with. And so let's get starting with the very first one we're going to play. Okay, so the first song, this is an oldie but a goodie. It's actually based off of, it's a parody of a song called Lola, which I haven't heard, but you heard the original.
I have heard it, and it is a very interesting song. I will say the parody is much better. It's basically a guy discovering he likes guys.
Oh my. Well, okay, so moving right along, this is by Weird Al Yankovic, and it's simply called Yoda.
I met them in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo.
Well, I left home just a week
To go astray, let the force be your guide, oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed, oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
Well, that was fun. So what's the next song?
The next one is called Star Trekkin' by The Firm, and just kind of a spoof on Star Trek.
Yep, very much, which is kind of appropriate considering that we just went from Star Wars. We'll go straight to Star Trek.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T.
Kirk. Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can it change the laws of physics?
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Hey, Klingons on the starboard
Okay, now for all of you that were fans of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, this is kind of a rare bit because I think here in the States, probably most people maybe might be familiar with the movie, then other people will be familiar with the books, but how many of those people also are familiar with the fact that there was a radio show in the UK that all of this came from, that the author of the books actually was doing this radio show? And so here's a little song by the actual voice of Marvin the Paranoid Android. I have no idea who the guy's name is, but it's a little cute song called Marvin, I Love You.
Getting old and a bit rusty, and nobody liked him. One day, being very bored, he thought it would be a good idea to tidy up all his old programs in his dusty old data bank. There were tapes in there he hadn't played for years. Checking them through, he accidentally pushed a wrong button, and suddenly he heard,
Marvin, I love you. Marvin, I love you.
Before, he wasn't even sure he'd heard it that time, because being a bored and gloomy robot, he hadn't really been listening. What was worse, he couldn't remember what button he'd accidentally pressed. Anyway, he tried a few switches at random, and suddenly, about it. Who was singing these strange words? Was it another robot or some strange life form from the distant past when he was a young robot and people still made the occasional attempt to like him? He couldn't make it out at all, so he pushed a few buttons again. He could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd missed, and live miserably ever after.
I love that. Isn't that sweet?
I do. That one actually kind of makes me cry sometimes. Just okay. It's so sad, little robot.
Well, wipe a few tears away and tell us what we're playing next.
Okay, we are playing a song actually sung by, speaking of Star Trek.
Yep.
And now I forgot his name.
Leonard
Nimoy. I'm sorry.
Or some people say Nimoy.
Well, whatever.
I don't know how he says it himself.
So if you ever want to hear what he sounds like when he sings, get ready, because it is coming. This is Bilbo Baggins, The Hobbit.
It's The Legend of Bilbo.
Okay, you know, so The Legend of Bilbo.
It's the song, or Song of Bilbo, whatever. Either way, Because back when these books came out, they were like this big hit, you know, and they're so...
Well, no, when they first came out, it was pretty quiet, but then they had a resurgence.
Around like 60s and 70s and whatnot.
And this was when this was written, or the song was.
I think Leonard actually wrote it himself. Now, he's not the world's greatest singer, and the song is kind of goofy, but it's fun. So we're going to play it.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on to your butts. Or your hobbit feet, whichever you want to grab.
Your pixie.
Pixie would be more of Peter Pan.
There aren't
pixies in Middle Earth.
Just play it.
Okay, grab your elf. I don't care.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, a puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Now, this actually would be my turn, but this song fits you.
Yes, I'm the science nerdy half of this our duo here.
Yeah, she's the nerd.
I actually heard this song. I think maybe before Jeremy has. I'm not sure. And this is from Tom Lehrer, and it's the Element song, and it's one of these. It's smart, nerdy kind of song, but it's
and he
literally,
was known for being really kind of smart and clever about his songs.
And so those are some kind of songs I really like. Is the smart, clever ones that are like that. So anyway.
And occasionally he just does something silly like, you know, poisoning pigeons in the park. And he's we played one of his Christmas songs last Christmas. Oh. He did a 12 Days of Christmas thing.
Yep. So to raise the IQ of the our little program here just a bit, here is the Element song.
Now if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, iodinium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, metallium, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and permium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, isonium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Okay, now we couldn't officially really be a geeky show unless we got into the realm of comic books, and so we're going to dig back into the old Weird Al bank again and get a little song. It's kind of a parody of a Billy Joel song, The Piano Man. It's called Ode to a Superhero.
Parker was pitiful, couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire. But then one day he went to that science lab, that mutated spider came down. La 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 lady da, la la lady la da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evildoers to fight. Rich kid's a friend of his who horns in on Mary Jane. But to his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain.
With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again. Again, oh la 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 diddy da, la la diddy da da da.
Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone.
And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause you're brave and you're strong and so limber now. But where'd you come up with those tights?
It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust, and I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust.
Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. Oh,
la la di di da da dum.
All right, now we're going to play something by a group that maybe a lot of people listening to the show have not heard of these guys, but maybe you have. It depends upon you if you've watched TV on the Hub. The show seems to have vanished, which is unfortunate. I think the Hub decided that they, you know, were maybe they were too weird for the Hub. I don't know. But a group known as the Aquabats, that they've been around for quite a while. They finally had a television show based on their gimmick. Their gimmick is pretty much that they are superheroes, and they are saving the world by playing lots of really fun and crazy zany type songs. In fact, their concerts are so much fun that basically the villains will come out and try to stop their concert, and so the Aquabats must fight them off and save the audience from the villain. And we've been to a couple of their shows. It's always a great fun.
We came out coated with mustard and mayonnaise.
Well, not personally, but my camera bag had a bunch of mayonnaise in it because the condiment villains came out to fight the Aquabats, and there was mustard, mayonnaise, and ketchup, and they were spraying
mustard, mayonnaise, and ketchup. No, they couldn't find any ketchup. Couldn't find any ketchup.
Oh, well, yeah, they couldn't find ketchup, but a ketchup guy came out.
No, it was mustard and mayonnaise.
Well, I remember mustard and mayonnaise. There wasn't a ketchup guy?
No.
I'll have to go back to my pictures. I thought there was a ketchup
guy,
too.
Anyway,
but we digress. We're going to play one of their songs called Play-Doh, and it fits right in with the Neverland Podcast and the theme of the Neverland Podcast because it asks the questions of what happened to all my old Star Wars toys, etc., etc., etc.
Little man, Play-Doh came in a little.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our show. Mainly because I don't want to go too long. There are more songs we could play, but unfortunately most of them are all by Weird Al, and I didn't want to turn this into the Weird Al show. But maybe sometime we'll do a Weird Al show.
Maybe so, yeah.
Maybe so. He's gotten so many great, great, great songs out there, because probably there's a lot of people going, hey, why didn't you play White and Nerdy? Well, doesn't everybody play White and Nerdy? And yes, it would fit the show for what we're doing, but we could also play, there's a classic Virus Alert that's not necessarily nerdy, but it is computer related, and it's funny. It's one of my wife's favorite. So that would have been fun, and I know somewhere I've got a copy of All About the Pentiums, but I can't seem to find it. But that would have been good, too. Yes, there's all kinds of Weird Al songs. He typically writes nerdy comedy-type songs. Well, we'll play them sometime, just not this time. But we hope that you have had fun here in Neverland. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't sound like it there.
Well, yes.
Yeah. When that is her fun. Yay, I had fun. So she doesn't get excited about much, except for anime and plants.
Once again, note we are opposites.
Yeah. You get her out here in the woods though, and she'll see some sort of plant, and she'll get excited and be like, "Yay!" So she gets excited about stuff, just not always when you want her to. I can't get her to get excited on cue. There's a male-female joke in there somewhere, but I'll leave you to make that joke. Okay. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for the Neverland podcast. For Heather, I'm Jeremy, and she doesn't take cues either.
Well, you gotta preview this stuff with me.
Where's that sense of humor at? I thought she'd catch on. Let's try it again. So, for Heather, I'm Jeremy.
And for Jeremy, I'm Heather.
Yeah, that's what we're going for. See, we went with the question. But see, it's role reversal. It's funny. Okay, never mind. But anyways, remember our motto of the Neverland podcast, to remember to take a little pixie dust with you around and have a little fun every once in a while. Take the podcast along with you and have a good time. Spread it around. Just try to keep a good attitude as you're dealing with your daily life. And don't forget to tell your friends, tell your enemies. Post on Facebook, post on Twitter. We are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please take some time to write a review. I do thank you for downloading this week, and for those of you who have written a review, I thank you for doing it, because it helps more people find the show. Also, don't forget you can find us at neverlandpodcast.com. There are links also to iTunes and Stitcher on there, plus you'll also find a handy link to our sponsor, audible.com. There will be a link that will take you right into Audible to get set up for your free trial. You can find links for those songs, for all these songs. I'm going to find them on iTunes, so if you want to buy any of these songs, feel free to buy them through neverlandpodcast.com. You can email me at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Let me know what you think of the show. If you have any suggestions of what you'd like us to discuss or some media clips that you'd like to play, heck, I don't mind if you send me a media clip of something you found that you think is really awesome that you'd like to share with the show. Go right ahead. I'm eager to play anything and bring this all together. Also, don't forget to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/neverlandpodcast, or on Twitter, neverlandpcast. Yes, that is the letter P. Neverland Pcast. And I guess that about wraps it up. So we'll see you next week, when we'll be doing I Don't Know, because I like to keep it flexible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.